Hello, my brothers and sisters in Christ. This is Bishop David Ricken, and I am so grateful for the opportunity to speak to you today via this recorded message. As I meet with young people, I cannot help but be reminded of the saints, St. Mother Teresa, St. Carlo Acutis, and St. André Bessette, to name just a few. All of these holy men and women had something in common. They trusted God and opened their hearts to His call. Whether it meant doing small things with great love, helping those in need, or just listening for God in the normal everyday moments, these saints opened their hearts to God's call. Now, we can support the next generation of Catholics as we help them to listen for God's plan for their lives. By guiding our youth to Jesus, we are seeing more young people grow in their faith and experience life-changing encounters with Him. Your gift to the Raising Vocations Collection supports ministries that walk with hundreds of young people in our diocese as they discern their vocation to priesthood, religious life, marriage, or the single life. One of these ministries is transforming the lives of hundreds of high school students. The Steubenville Youth Conferences gives young people the chance to encounter God through the sacraments, through adoration and fellowship. Teens are able to slow down and listen to God's message. Because of your generosity, more than 500 students from our diocese attended these conferences this summer. Your support makes this possible. I would like to introduce you now to Father Ben Johnson from St. Anne Parish in Coleman and Lena. He himself has seen firsthand the impact Steubenville Youth Conferences have on our high school students and how they open their hearts to God.
Thank you, Bishop Ricken. For the past several years, I have traveled with young people from our parish so they can encounter the Lord in a deeper way. I'm excited by the fire they have for the faith, and Steubenville helps that light burn even brighter. Others are facing tough times, and the chance to be surrounded by friends of faith and be comforted by Jesus brings peace. Jesus meets them where they are. He embraces them in the sacrament of reconciliation, wiping their hearts clean as they are born anew. He reaches out to them in adoration through the Eucharist. He moves their hearts through praise and worship as thousands of young people sing together. You make this possible. Your gift to the Raising Vocations collection helps more youth encounter our Lord. Thank you for supporting this important collection, and thank you for helping our youth say yes to God's call to the priesthood and the religious life.
Thank you, Father Ben, for sharing more about the impact faith opportunities like Steubenville Youth Conferences have on our young people as they discern God's call. These are incredible moments that help them to discover, follow, worship, and share Jesus while discerning their vocation. The Raising Vocations Collection also supports the St. Carlo Acutis Day at the National Shrine of Our Lady of Champion. Last fall, more than 600 of our high school students grew in prayer and fellowship as they learned more about how they could follow God's call. The SEEK Conference provides space for college campus ministry students from the University of Wisconsin-Green Bay, the University of Wisconsin-Oshkosh, and St. Norbert College to connect with peers and to discern who God is calling them to be. The Magdalene Dinner this spring welcomed 50 young women as they attended Mass, connected with religious sisters, and opened their hearts to God's call. These are just a few of the many ways we are helping our young people discover Jesus. Thank you for making this possible through your support of the Raising Vocations Collection. Many young women and men have been able to discern a vocation thanks to the guidance and friendship of Father Mark Malezeva, our vocation director since 2017. I'm so grateful for his dedicated service and support. As we look to the future, it is my pleasure to welcome Father Ben Pribino as our new vocation director. Father Ben was ordained in 2023 and is really excited to continue Father Mark's work by helping our youth explore vocations to the priesthood and religious life. Please keep both Father Mark and Father Ben and our young people in your prayers. This year, I invite you to consider two things. First, If you were able to give last year, thank you for your generosity. Your gifts are already at work. Please prayerfully consider making a similar gift to the 2026 Raising Vocations collection. If you didn't have a chance last year to make a gift, please consider your first gift of $25, $50, $100 or more. Whatever you are able to give is greatly appreciated and makes a big impact. Secondly, please continue to pray for more young people to say yes to the calling from God. If you know someone who would be an excellent priest or religious, please fill out the Call by Name card which you received with your Raising Vocations mailing. Your prayers and support are a testament to the priest, the religious, or the lay person who helped you discover Jesus. Thank you for joining me in supporting the Raising Vocations collection. Together, we are helping more young men and women say yes. May God bless you and your families abundantly. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.